People across Washington County have been sharing their memories of Jim House. The former state lawmaker and Washington County judge candidate passed away last week after a farming accident. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek has this remembrance.
He's probably as close to a true friend that you could ever get, whether you really knew him or not, because he cared about people, he cared about the community, and he was always there to help. And he really cared about his family.
That's how a lot of people are remembering Jim House, and Coy Bartlett has known it for years.
And I've known Jim about 40 years. Actually, I think it's 39 years. We met when my youngest girl was showing horses, and he was ringstirting. He rides horses also, and his children rode horses. And he ringstirted a horse show we had for many, many, many years, and it was at one time was the largest Malta breed horse show in Arkansas.
Throughout all his endeavors and careers, House was also known as a skilled farrier, a specialist in shoeing horses. Bartlett says that's how he really got to know House.
I started using him as a farrier, and up until about 2 years ago, when he was thinking of running for politics, plus he had a shoulder problem. And this is typical of Jim. Even though he'd done my work for so many years, he suggested that maybe I get somebody else until he got well.
House entered this year's political campaign as a challenger to Washington County Judge Joseph Wood.
You know, when you think about who are the leaders in the Democrat Party, Jim House is at the very top. When I heard he was going to run for county judge, he was the obvious choice. You know, he's perfect.
That's Lisa Parks. She's known House for the last 10 years. How did you know Jim?
So it's funny. I was thinking about this question because so many people, they remember the first time they met Jim, right? Like I've seen on Facebook where people are like, I remember the first time I met Jim. I don't. Like, I feel like I've always known him.
Parks says it was local politics that brought them together.
Big decisions are made locally. Big things happen locally. The effect on your neighbor happens locally. He said so many times, I can remember him saying at county meetings, just how important these local elections are. And he seemed to really focus on those and really want to focus on his community and what's going on right here with us and our neighbors.
After retiring from a 26-year career at the Arkansas Department of Health, House ran for office on the state level. He was elected to the Arkansas House of Representatives in 2006 and reelected in 2008. He lost to Charlie Collins in 2010. Lisa Whitaker, the Washington County Democrats chair, says she got to know House on the campaign trail when her husband David was running for office as well.
So Jim and David have campaigned together for over a decade. And so we've been involved with the Washington County Democrats since about 2004. And, you know, Jim ran for the House for the first time in 06. So, you know, we supported him back then, and then he and David, you know, were on the campaign trail essentially together in subsequent years.
House's political career as a state representative may have ended in 2010, but Whitaker says he poured himself into the Democratic Party efforts in Washington County.
He exemplified what a lot of Democrats feel the definition of a Democrat is. He wanted to give back. Mm-hmm. He felt that, you know, he had been given a lot, and he wanted to spread that around.
Whitaker says, aside from campaigning,
my biggest memory is him campaigning on horseback.
House was also there to help the Washington County Democrats with monthly meetings and fundraisers.
There would be Democrats Rock, which is, you know, the big fundraiser of the year. And Jim would bring Hercules, his donkey, for all of us to have our pictures taken with. And it was just wonderful.
Lisa Parks adds, aside from running for office himself, House was also a mentor to other candidates.
He does that in a way where you hardly recognize it. I was visiting with one of the candidates from this time and saw one of the ways that he would reach out by text message and say, hey, you know, just a kind little push. Maybe you want to look at that again or act like a leader. I think he just did it in a way where you didn't really realize he was doing it. But he's just always helpful, always kind, always ready to help anybody that needs it.
Parks says House was also a role model because of how he ran his campaign.
And it's very interesting. I was talking to Nan, his wife, and she was telling me that she thinks the one thing he would really want people to know is that he wasn't about this fight between the Democrats and the Republicans. He really wanted everybody to get along. And she even told me about when he decided to run for county judge, he actually went in to see his opponent and said, "I'm not out here to talk bad about you. I don't have anything negative to say. I just want the job."
Parks says House also offered his time willingly outside of politics. One of the more recent memories she says she'll hold on to took place when she and House volunteered at this year's Razor Run.
One of the last runners, and I don't know if you maybe can picture this place that we are, but at the top, we refer to it as Locomotion Hill there by Lake Fayetteville. And so all of the runners had to come up that huge hill, and then they would go and turn around. They would get a drink, go and turn around, and I guess that was the halfway point for them. So the very last runner was a young man in a wheelchair, and he came up to the top of the hill and got his water and asked, "Where's the turnaround?" And Jim says, "Well, come on, I'll walk with you." And so they go off down the trail.
Park says House and his wife then went to the finish line in the Academy parking lot.
And I said, "What are you doing? You worked all day, and here you are over here." And he goes, "Well, I just want to make sure our friend made it to the finish line. I knew he was not going to make it in time for the early finishers, and I just wanted to make sure he made it okay." So that's just classic Jim House.
When House passed just about a week ago, Parks says she didn't realize how many people had known him through his career, political endeavors, and volunteerism.
So many different communities and aspects of his life that reached out and touched people. And in every one of those things, it's those same descriptions of him being a leader and a mentor and positive and loving and kind. So I just think across the board, that's the big thing that people need to remember.
Coy Bartlett says it's because House had an uncanny ability to connect with just about anybody.
I don't think he ever met a stranger. No, I'm different, you know. But even if he didn't know you, he had so many experiences that he could have a commonality with that person.
And Bartlett adds, House's kindness extended to everyone, too.
If you needed Jim, Jim was there. I don't think he did things for selfish needs. I think he did things for people because he cared, and he wanted to make the world a better place. I'm going to miss him. Of course, there's no one that's going to replace him, that's for sure.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzanna Sitek.